Very commonly, we find in the hips classes. There, the ustaz also gets very angry. And the Ajib thing is, he's angry for Quran Sharif, which is the Kitab of Rahmat. So Hazrat has a whole muzakara for the hips ustaz also. That when the child comes to read sabak, how he starts the sabak, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Effectively, he's telling the ustaz that, oh ustaz ji, I seek refuge in shaitan, that you also don't become like one. And you're telling him, "Boy, you make one mistake, I'm going to break you." Inna lillahi. Hazrat says the hips class is not there to make huffaz. The hips class is there to make the child an ashiq of Quran. He must love to read Quran, he must love the ustaz so much muhabbat to the Quran and ustaz that I want to read Quran every day. Many a boy becomes a hafiz of Quran and don't read Quran after that. But he became hafiz. Hazrat says the intention of the ustaz must be, Ya Allah, every student of mine has become a lover of Quran Sharif. So the child is saying, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir. Oh, Ustaz, don't become like what Shaitanir Rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Oh, Ustaz, teach me Quran with the quality of Rahman and Rahim. With mercy and muhabbat. He says, that is a Hibz Ustaz. He makes a mistake, better come, I teach you a sabak. Now the Ustaz gets so upset. Especially now the repeat mistake. I marked it. Now, Ustaz is more irritated. He's waiting now. He's going to come to that line. He's going to make the same mistake. Then he's going to see fireworks. It's not your child. And the child is sometimes masoom. Subhanallah, he's still coming to class. With fear he's coming. Doesn't give it up. Coming 4 years, 5 years. He's presenting himself to you. His body, his heart, his mind, his time. Parents are bringing him. What's there for him to run away? I don't want to do it. But he's still coming. And he's still getting hiding. Then the ustaz gets so upset. You're not learning. What's wrong with you? Better you go back to school. Ya Allah. You break the morale of the child. What do you came full time for? Give him targheeb. Pick him up. As Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, that ustaz who doesn't make dua for his students is a fit to be an ustaz. You're doing it as a job. It's issue of pain in the heart. And kamal and perfection of an ustaz and of a parent also is that that child that really can't make it will take out work from him. To assist him in his work, and now you made him something for the fazal of Allah. Otherwise, people say he couldn't do it. But you know what they say in the Western world, that my educator or tutor believed in me. Believed in me and pushed me ahead. The ustaz also believe in Allah, Ya Allah, you'll make him something. Ya Allah, you'll open his heart. Even if you have to read some wazifa and blow on the child, Ya Allah, he must become hafiz of Quran. At least he must be able to read the Quran Sharif. Put it into his heart. Our ustaz, subhanallah, what fikr, what love he had for us. Although, mashallah, we got panel beated also properly, alhamdulillah. But that time it worked. That time the panel beating worked. Because there was enough damages already. But when it should come Friday, and we're getting chutti for the weekend, then we could see in his voice, his whole demeanor should become like a crybaby. He said, you're going to go weekend home, you're not going to open Quran Sharif, you're going to put it on the shelf. Then you'll come here Monday, you won't know if it was work. Then he will say, if Allah Ta'ala gave me the power and qudrat, I would cut on small opening of people's heart. I put on small Quran Sharif inside, I put a lock on it. So it don't come out. To that extent, so much of fikr, these words still ring in our ears till today. What love we had for Quran to come into our hearts. Sometimes the ustaz will say, better you go back to school. What you came here for? You're not learning. What's the problem? One ustaz, it happened also. It was student wasn't learning his work, couldn't read Quran properly. One of the Darul Ulum, and the ustaz was telling him left, right, and center. Couldn't read, couldn't get the words. Foreigner he was. And finally, the ustaz told him, "What's up? You can't read Quran properly. Your father can read Quran. Didn't teach you at home." The boy kept quiet. Foreign student. He said, "Boy, what your father does back home?" "My father is a bishop in the church." "So I never knew. I'm the only Muslim at home. I'm the only Muslim at home." Then, that's why it's important for every ustaz to know the background of the child. Where he's coming from, what's happening at home. Somebody is sick, some problems at home. Now the child came, presented himself to you completely, his heart, his mind, to make him love the Quran, him, muhabbat him. No child must go to madrasa with any fear. And the ustaz will tell the child also, "We didn't learn a sabak, come and tell me, I'll teach you." The child must be able to come and tell ustaz, "I didn't learn a sabak last night. Couldn't learn it, wasn't going in my mind." Child will say that to her. Ustaz said, "No, you didn't learn. We didn't." I learned a lesson one time also. One boy was coming to madrasa, just quick muzakara. And myself learned the hard way, jacking him up. What are you doing at home? You're not learning. You're not. He kept quiet. Then one day his mother came home and she told Appa at home that, you know, in our house, only our son wakes up for Fajr Namaz. He wakes up Tahajjud every night and learns his sabak. And we're all sleeping, you know, make dua, we also start waking up. When I heard that, I said, Ya Allah, what I'm telling this boy? You're not learning at home. What are you doing at home? Whereas the boy was waking up. He was the only one in the house doing it. No family support, really. Subhanallah. Now the ustaz just breaks his morale. So how importantly enough for the ustaz, for the tutor, to the parents, make shabashi, mashallah, mashallah, to pick up the child and make dua for the child also.